Mishnah in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem, discussing the seven chakiros that we investigate Edom with in capital cases, tells us that the seventh and final and perhaps most important chakira that we ask of the Edom is where was it they observed the Maisa. And if the Edom say we don't know, so then their Edus is pasul. If the Edom contradict one another, then their Edus is pasul. So the question is, what exactly is the definition of one place, and what exactly is the definition of two places, and how do we treat it? So if you recall, the Gemara earlier in the Masechta told us about a case of one aide who said that he observed something on the top story, the top porch, and another aide who said that they observed something on the bottom porch. And there the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was mekabel the eidos, he accepted this eidos. And there's this machlokes about why was that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was mekabel this eidos. According to the tour, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was mekabel this eidos, even though one of them said it was in one place on the top porch and the other said it was in another place on the bottom porch, still Rabbi Yehuda accepted it because essentially these two places were both visible from the same spot. And therefore, it's an eidos she'ata yachol hazima. If Edom Zomerman came, or if Edom came and said, no, you know, you were not anywhere within sight of either of those porches, so then both of these Edom can become Zomerman. That's why the Beis Yosef says it's really the top porch and the bottom porch, it's really all the same place, because you can be mazim the Edom, both of these Edom, even though they claim to have observed the Maisa in two different locations. And according to this, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Makos that if two Edom say that that they observed the Eidos in the east corner of the room, and the other, you know, and two other Edom say, no, you were with us in the west corner of the room, so if you can see one side of the room from the other, so then the Eidos is kosher. They're not considered. Sorry, then the Hazama is meaningless, because it could have been in Achinami that the set of Edom who observed the fact were in the west side of the room and that they saw what was going on in the east side of the room. However, says the Gemara, if they can't see, you know, the east side from the west side, if it was a massive room and you can't see from the east side to the west side of the room, so then you can be mazim them even from the east to the west. So these two Gemaras seem to be saying the same thing. It seems to be saying that if it's possible, you know, to see two places, you know, one place from another place, so then those two places are considered to be the same place, and if you can't see one place from the other place, then the two places are considered to be different places. However, this is all according to the tour. The Rivash says a different pshat about why Diyuta Elyona and Diyuta Tachtona are considered to be not a stira to one another. If one aide saw the act on the top story, one said on the bottom story. And that is, says the Rivash, it's because they're toeh, because the Edom can sometimes make a mistake, the same way that they can make a mistake between the second of the month and the third of the month, or between the second hour, or the third hour, and the fifth hour, so too they can make a mistake between the top story and the bottom story on a series of porches. However, the Gemara in Makos that we mentioned above, between the east side of the room and the west side of the room, doesn't seem to account for this possibility that a mistake is being made, you know, in terms of, you know, they thought that they observed it on the east side of the room, and in fact, they actually observed it on the west side of the room. So the Urim Betumim, Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz, asks this as a kasha on the Rivash. He says, l'cha'ora, there's no difference in terms of top story, bottom story, your east side of the room or west side of the room. In terms of taos, of not remembering where precisely it was, those two should be exactly the same. So why is it that the Rivash says that from the top story to the bottom story, we're concerned, we say, oh, the Edom who contradict one another, just because they made a mistake, they didn't remember accurately where the Maisa took place, as opposed to the east side of the room and the west side of the room, if the two sides are not visible, you can't see from here to there, so we don't say, well, you know, maybe they just made a mistake and they thought that they were on the east when they were really on the west. This is basically the Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz says, there is no significant, you know, difference in terms of the degree to which one can make a mistake about the location of the crime between top story, bottom story, or east and west. So what are the possible answers? There have to be other more substantial differences between these two sets of cases that enable us to say that maybe the Edom were toeh in the case of the stories, and that force us to say that the Edom were not toeh in the case of east and west. So there is basically two or three important important differences between these two sets of cases. And they are as follows. First of all, one should note that the case of the stories was talking about Dini Mominis, and the case of the east side and the west side of the room was talking about Dini Nefashos. So Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, the author of the Shita Mekubetza, says that essentially is the difference. That when it comes to the stories, you know, okay, very good, so by Dini Mominis, we can assume that people's memory is less precise, that people don't remember as precisely where the act took place, because obviously the act is of far less significance in Dini Mominis than by Dini Nefashos. And therefore, Edim can plead, you know, that they made a mistake, or Beis Din can assume that Edim made a mistake by Dini Mominis. By Dini Nefashos, however, where the import, the significance of the crime is so significant, so we don't assume that the Edim are making a mistake, we assume that the Edim are saying something very precise. And then it's a bit difficult because our Mishnah is talking about Dini Nefashos, and it says still that Edim make a mistake in terms of hours, in terms of figuring out days, so somehow or other the Makom by Dini Mominis, they're more likely to not remember, to make a mistake, and by Dini Nefashos, when it comes to Makom, they're less likely to make a mistake. So that's one possible difference between the stories and the east and west. Two other possible differences are as follows. The Marsha asserts that when we talk about Edim making a mistake, that only applies when it's a matter of two Edim saying that it happened in one place and two other Edim saying it happened someplace else. Or one Ed who says it happened here and one Ed who says it happened there. So faced with conflicting testimony about where the crime took place or where the loan took place, you know, there's conflicting testimony. There's either one aid this way, one aid that way, or one aid, you know, two aidim this way, two aidim that way. Under such circumstances, we can say, oh, clearly one group of aidim is making a mistake in order to resolve, you know, the conflict in testimony. However, and that would explain why Diyuta Elyona and Diyuta Tachtona, we say they made a mistake. Top story, bottom story, one aid says a top story, one aid says a bottom story. So faced with this conflicting evidence, we assume that one of them must be making a mistake. However, when it came to the case of East and West, we're not talking about when there's conflicting evidence about where the act took place. We're rather talking about where there's Hazama, where there's Edim Zomimin. So what happens? One set of Edim says, we saw this crime took place on the East side, and the other set says, not the crime took place elsewhere. They're not saying the crime took place elsewhere. They're saying, you were with us on the West side. So given that there's no conflicting evidence about where the crime took place, therefore we have no reason to assume that one, you know, that the Edom are making a mistake, and therefore we don't attribute their testimony to a mistake. We assume that they're saying something very precise, and that's why if you can't see the east side from the west side, we assume that they are true Edom Zomimin, and they're not making an error about where the crime took place. So again, the difference between the two cases is that the former case is when there's conflicting testimony, and the latter case is where there's no conflicting testimony, but rather there's Hazama, that there's only one place where the crime was alleged to have taken place. And the only question is, where were the Edim? Were the Edim in a place where they could see that place, where they could have seen the crime, or were they in a place from which they could not have seen the crime? So that's a second answer, one that one can answer based on the Marsha, in terms of answering this sphere between stories and directions. A third possible answer is offered by some achronim, and that is not to be differentiate between conflicting testimony, which is called hakasha, and hazama, but rather to differentiate between conflicts between single edim, between individual edim, and conflicts between sets of edim. In the case of the stories, so there was one aid who said that the loan took place on the top story, one aid who said that the loan took place on the bottom story. Given that, we say, okay, clearly one of these two Edim is making a mistake, because for one person to make a mistake, all of us make mistakes once in a while. And that it's a very probable thing that one of these two individuals is making a mistake. However, when you have a case of two Edim, and both of the Edim say that the crime took place in a particular location, so it's much less probable that two people are making a mistake, that both of these people mistook the east side of the room for the west side of the room, and it would all be equally improbable for two people to have mistook the top story for the bottom story. So that's why when two Edim say that the crime took place on the east side of the room, even if two Edim, let's say, were to come and say that the crime took place on the west, we wouldn't just say, oh, the ones who said on the east are just making a mistake, or the ones who said on the west are just making a mistake, because we don't assume that two people are making a mistake, even when there is a conflict in testimony about the location of the crime or the location of the load. So again, basically, there's three distinctions according to the Rivash that are off, right? The Rivash says that in the case of stories, there's liable to be a mistake. In the case of directions, there's probably no mistake. The Rabbi Yonasan Eibshit says it's not logical to differentiate simply between, you know, height and you know, vertical and horizontal. That's not a logical distinction to make. So rather, we have to either distinguish and say that Taos is more Matsoi. We accept the excuse of Taos more by Dine Mominis than by Dine Nefashos. Or we say that an excuse works when there's conflicting testimony about the location of the crime or the loan, but it does not work in a case when there's no conflicting testimony, but there's merely hazama, saying that the Edim were in a place where they couldn't have seen the crime. And the third possible difference is that we can resolve the conflicting testimony, or we can attribute conflicting testimony to mistakes when the mistake is made by only one person, but when we would have to make two people mistaken, so then we would not say, oh, they made a mistake about where the crime took place.